Bear hugs. That's what he gives bears. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
Everything is going to be a little bit out of sync today. That is weather driven, and certainly this next subject is going to be on the line with us. Is our own fish doc. His name is Gord Pizer. We call him the Doc here on the program. He is the award winning columnist and fishing editor of Outdoor Canada magazine. By the way, Canada's best and only a national coast-to-coast-to-coast publication dealing with fishing, hunting, and all good things outdoors. If you don't have it in your hands as we speak, or certainly within grasping distance, change that. Check it out. It's called outdoorcanada.ca. Tell them the Doc sent you, and they'll hook you up with a subscription and probably something nice to boot. Morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ange.
Good. I am flanked today in the studio. I have Sean Kelly from Black Angus Meat on one side of me, and I have Rob Woodman, who is the winner of our the most bizarre place you've ever listened to Outdoor Journal radio contest.
Wow.
He's the winner, and Rob said his entry won because he said that he listens to Outdoor Journal radio every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10 while he is in his barn cleaning up cow dung.
You know,
how about that?
That's totally appropriate.
And of course, Winters, when Winters heard that, he said, wow, you guys are kindred spirits. He shovels it every Saturday and you spew it. And it's a perfect marriage.
So here wow.
How you doing, Doc?
But I have to tell you, along those same lines, and I was down at the Toronto Spring Fishing Show last weekend.
Yes.
And it was fantastic. And I was doing seminars on Sunday and Monday. And this is the honest truth. I thought on Saturday when we're doing this show, you know, you and I chatting and there's a few folks listening, I couldn't believe, honest truth, could not believe the number of people who came up over the course of 2 days and said, I do not go fishing until after Fish Talk with the Doc on Saturday morning. And I thought, holy Hannah, people are actually listening to us.
People are actually listening to us, and more importantly, people are listening to their favorite segment of the show. Mr. Kelly, sitting next to me, likes to claim that he is the most popular segment of Outdoor Journal Radio. I know that you draw a huge audience. I know that Schlorf has this following.
Yeah.
Hell, even JT Winters has a fan base, apparently. I think the only guy who doesn't have a following on this show is me, by algebra.
I heard one of our biggest fans actually drove you to the airport.
Mr. He did. There's a gentleman in Barrie came down. His name's Brian Atkin, and Brian came down for all four seminars both days. Wow. The musky Sunday morning, and then I was up on the mega trough in the afternoon at the tank, and then the next day was the Bass Monday, and then I was on the Outdoor Canada stage, and Brian was so nice to come down for all four seminars, and then said, geez, do you need a ride to the airport? And I said, I sure do, and he drove me to the airport.
Oh. And you call me a mooch.
No, I would never do that. That's so nice to hear, man. Yeah, that's
great. No, and you know, I was just walking down the aisles between doing different things and then going over to the different booths and talking to folks. It's almost like old home week where you only get to see folks once a year. So,
yeah.
And so many people came up, and I was, honest truth, totally impressed by how many folks mentioned the Outdoor Journal radio show. It is really, really popular.
Yeah, we have a couple of listeners out there.
Well, I was going to say, Doc, your spot is my favorite spot because it's the only actual segment that has anything to do with the outdoors.
Oh, that's so untrue. I'm so hurt. Well, Rob, you're an audience member. What do you think of that comment?
I like the whole show, Ange. It's diverse. Very diverse.
Yes.
How much do you like me, though? Let's talk about me.
Here we
Enough
go.
About these guys. Let's talk about me a little bit.
It is the Angelo Tortorino Radio Show.
Yeah, the show's almost over. You don't have to kiss his ass.
He's sitting right here beside you.
He says, oh, you're okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
You're much shorter than I thought.
For sure.
Doc. Rob, you don't get out of there unless you answer that the correct way.
That's right.
I've been in worse places.
Doc, we've got horrific ice conditions down here right now.
Yeah.
I mean, horrific. What's happening in your neck of the woods?
Today is probably the nicest day since last October, November. We are sitting right at 0 Celsius, 32 Fahrenheit. Absolute blue sky. The sun is shining. It is so warm. It is. If you don't go out ice fishing today, shame on you.
Funny you mentioned the sun. I wanted to talk about the moon.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I did a blog for Ontario Tourism, and traditionally, and this does happen, but February are the doldrums, and it's just like, you know, when we're out fishing in the summertime, midsummer doldrums, the fish slow down, and it absolutely is the case in February. And anyway, I did a piece for our good friend Jim Grayston at the Northern Ontario Portal and interviewed 3-4 anglers, really good ice fishermen across the province, and got their take on why it's happening. And one friend, Tom Batiuk in Fort Francis, I didn't really realize this myself, February doesn't have full moons or doesn't have moon periods. If they occur in January and they occur apparently in March, they don't occur in February when the doldrums happen. Another good friend, Pete Garnier, Pete was talking about the fact, and this is really cool, when we go into that first ice period in kind of November, December, and early January, you know, the fish are still evolving and still moving into the winter patterns, but come February, where they winter, they've eaten up much of the kind of the food supply in that area, and they literally do start to slow down. So it was really cool getting the guys' takes on it and what they do, how they adapt to catch fish.
I mean, we've all heard that story. February just seems to be that month each year where things just kind of tone down, right? Like you said, it's that midsummer period in the winter where fish
yep.
seem to be inactive. And now you just, I mean, you hit it on the head. As you know, I'm a big believer in the moon phase and its effect on fish and its effect on the movement of fish. And that just explains. I had no idea there was no full moon phase during that month.
I did not know that either, Ange. But, I remember reading a study. It was actually carried out in Northwest University out of Chicago. And they brought oysters and clams, live oysters and clams. And they were studying the moon cycle. And they brought oysters from the Atlantic Ocean, the coast, brought them to Chicago into the lab. And the damn oysters and clams were opening their shells and closing based on the tides back in the Atlantic. And, of course, the tide is based on the moon.
Yeah, nature is an incredible nature is incredible technology that we don't fully understand. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of room for growth there for all of us in the outdoors. Gordy, thank you very much. By the way, that moon phase article is fantastic, the blog. It's on the Ontario websites. You can either go to their site or just punch up Gord Pizer. He's all over the place. That'll lead you to everywhere you need to go. And, of course, Outdoor Canada magazine as well. Gordy, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Take care.